these people that are doing this right now, they're riding high, man. They're on the ascendancy, dude. They think that there is no force on earth that can stop their upward ascent. That they are just going to march through every little small town, every little hamlet, every little city, every little county, every little Mayberry RFD, when they get around to it out there, they're just going to march through scorched earth. Any statue that they don't like comes down. Any church that they don't approve of will burn it. Any school or any scholar or any cultural edifice that we think is not sufficiently woke enough, we'll tear it down. We'll destroy it. Anyone that tries to stop us, we'll destroy them. There's a small problem with that. And these Blackshevik revolutionists need to be made aware of this. There were over 800 million weapons in the hands of American private citizens. Think about that for just a moment. 800 million. Now, estimates vary because people don't know. Nobody gets a count on how many weapons have been bought at gun shows, how many have been bought at private sales or have been handed down to inheritances, is what have you here. The estimate is 800 million. This is why the people that make ammo can't keep up. They can't make enough ammo. Can't make it fast enough. How many of those weapons are in the hands of the Clintons? How many of those weapons are in the hands of Kamala Harris types? How many AR-15s or Ruger 9mm do you think Cory Booker owns? How many guns do you think Don Lemon of the Clinton News Network owns? Does it name your citizen of Libtardia? The only people in their groups that have weapons are the ones that are being given the weapons, or they have stolen the weapons, or they brought them on the street illegally. They're not gun enthusiasts. They don't take marksmanship classes. They don't take gun safety classes. They have no desire to have concealed carry permits or open carry permits if you need one in your state. They're just a bunch of lawless thugs. Lawless, anarchist, soulless, godless thugs. Oh, I've got a weapon now. Well, you know what's going to happen? You're outnumbered, bub. You're outnumbered by a factor, I don't know, I'm going to guess, 90 to 1? 85, 90 to 1? You know what's going to happen? What if you idiots is going to shoot the wrong redneck? Or you're going to shoot at the wrong rednecks. And then you know what you're going to get? You're going to get a full-on fight. And since the tactical and numerical advantage is not in your favor, this is going to end horribly, which may be what these people want. Because the Blackshevik Corona hoax revolution paradigm change cannot take place completely as long as Mike Church, Rusty and Dusonia, and all of you out there own weapons and have the ammo. And go out and do like we did the other day and practice shooting at targets so we don't hit people we're not trying to hit. And practice, you know, the regimen of safety. You know, before we do our militia drills, we have a little meeting together. You know, we have a prayer. And then we say, okay, you know, here's our safe operating practices, which only makes sense. No one goes downrange ever without all weapons being totally cleared and everyone acknowledging, regardless, you know, how silly it may seem, that all weapons are clear. Do you think these lunatics, these punks that are out there shooting these 8-year-old kids in Atlanta, do you think they practice any of this stuff? Well, the fact that they have stray bullets flying everywhere and they're killing kids in houses in Chicago. For the third weekend in a row now, we have toddlers being murdered in the mean streets of the Windy City. And now it's spread to Atlanta. They're outnumbered. But right now, because they have all the allies that they need, it appears as though, because you can't swing a dead cat, and it doesn't matter what media outlet you go to, you can't swing a dead cat without seeing how many places they're protesting, how many police departments they're successfully trying to shut down. You know, the city of New Tenochtitlan is becoming the new murder capital of the world. You know, New Orleans had taken its spot for a while, then Baltimore. But apparently New Tenochtitlan wants it back. And Comrade de Blasio was only too happy to go like, you know what, I'm going to take $1 billion away from the NYPD. Okay, that's $1 billion you've removed from good community policing. You know what that means? People that live there, like my daughter number one, Madison, are now targets, easy targets, easier targets. There's no one there that's on there, or fewer cops on the street there. The murder rate is already through the roof here. How long are people going to take this? There will come a point in time where people are going to go, that's it, I've had it. I'm not doing it anymore. They'll either move or they'll move to take their cities back. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel, last live radio station standing. Happy post-Independence Day to you. Mitish Char and I yesterday watched a movie, a lot of foul language in it, but I guess that made it real, called The Outpost. It's got Clint Eastwood's son, Kyle Eastwood, in it. And it's about an outpost in the middle of nowhere in Afghanistan where, under misguided, terribly, horribly misguided policies, we sent American boys to die. American blood and treasure to die. An absolutely gripping, moving, all too real film that tells you everything you want to know about why our foreign entanglements need to end immediately. The withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Senator Paul has now publicly got a resolution on the floor of the Senate and telling the president, pull the troops out now, Mr. President. Not another American life should be put in danger in Afghanistan. Get them out. Watch that movie there. But there's a part of the towards the end where Kyle Eastwood, the character that he plays, tells the guys, like, man, we got to retreat. We got to get back to the A-base, Alamo, in any camp is where you got a safe room where you can kind of try and hunker down and ride out an attack. And the lieutenant in charge says, we got to get to Alamo. And Kyle Eastwood says, no way, man. There's no way we'll survive. Air power is not going to take the street back. We got to take the front gate back from these jihadis, Talibans. We got to take the front gate back so that no more of them can come in here. And then we got to fall back to a position that we can defend until the air power gets here. This is what's going to happen in American streets. Brave guys like the character played by Kyle Eastwood are going to like, no, we're not falling back to our homes. You're not kidding, Sam Drucker's store. We're not going to let you have it. We're going to go march right through your little butts, your little unorganized titty baby butts. We're going to take back what is ours and what is not yours. Here's the statistic in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, real social media. Where you can really socialize. The only social media we're socializing in. Here, 3 in 10 adults say they own a gun. So don't own a gun, but someone else in their household does. Are these percents? Let's see. They are. So 30% of all adults say they own a weapon. That's 39% men, 22% women. Note that there's not much of a statistical variance between the demographics, 18 to 65 plus. There are smaller numbers on the younger end, but that's statistically significant. And then you go in and if you look, you do the dive into the stats. Look at the disparity in the hive of where all these libtard Blackshevik ideas are hatched, incubated, promoted, and defended in the Northeast there, you know, up there in Nootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenootenooten 16% of carpet-bagging damn Yankees, libtards that they are armed. You get to the Midwest, it goes up, double the amount, 32%. You get to the South, 36% with 10% more saying someone else in the household has a weapon. That's almost half. You do the Great American West, same number, 31 and 15 equals 46. That's almost half. So where real people have to really defend real property that they own and that they may enjoy, talking about homesteads and what have you, just short of 50% of them are armed. Look at the numbers if you go further down. In the urban, in the cities, 19%. You get out into the burbs, or as my father-in-law likes to say that I supposedly say, in my development, suburbia, 28%, 12% of others in the household have weapons. That makes 40%. In rural, though, look at the rural numbers. 46% have weapons, 13%. That's 60%. You know what that tells me? People that actually are good at living and caring for themselves and providing for themselves and protecting themselves have weapons, and they know how to use them.